This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of cash to pay its bills. His signature came with 2 days to spare. The Treasury Department had said the government wouldn't have enough money to pay all of its bills starting Monday. The White House announced the signing in an emailed statement Saturday and said it was done in private. In the statement, Biden thanked congressional leaders. The bill allows the government to continue to borrow more money over the next 19 months to meet its obligations exceeding the current $31.4 trillion debt limit. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin encouraged China on Saturday to keep the lines of communication open between the two powerful countries. Speaking in Singapore at the Shangri-La Dialogue, Asia's top security summit, Lloyd said he was deeply concerned that China has been unwilling to engage more seriously on better crisis management between Washington and Beijing's military forces. He also outlined the United States' vision for the entire region.
Respect for sovereignty, adherence to international law, transparency and openness, the free flow of commerce and ideas, human rights and human dignity.
Austin said that ongoing communication between the two countries is essential to avoid miscalculations that could lead to conflict. There are several issues that the United States and China don't agree on. This includes territorial disputes regarding the South China Sea and an alleged spy balloon that was shot down by a U.S. fighter plane after the balloon floated across the United States. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. No more survivors have been found in the wreckage of a train that derailed in eastern India, killing more than 280 people and injuring about 900 more. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
People cry out for oxygen as they hurriedly carry an injured passenger on a stretcher into an ambulance. Under the blackened Indian sky, chaotic scenes erupted as rescuers climbed atop the wrecked trains to break open doors and windows using cutting torches. The accident in Odisha, about 137 miles southwest of Kolkata, is one of India's deadliest train crashes in history. 10 to 12 coaches of one train derailed, and debris from some of the mangled coaches fell onto a nearby track. The debris was hit by another passenger train coming from the opposite direction, causing up to three coaches of the second train to also derail, according to authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
A 14-year-old in South Carolina shot and killed by a gas station owner who falsely accused him of stealing is being laid to rest today. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
A vigil was held for Cyrus Carmack Belton on Friday across from the Express Mart Shell station in Columbia. Reese Palmer was an organizer.
Father God, we know that there are so many emotions that are going on right now in this community.
Authorities say Rick Chow shot the 14-year-old in the back Sunday after chasing down the black teen. Chow's son had said Belton had a gun, but County Coroner Nada Rutherford said it was not out.
Let's say Cyrus's name so that people don't forget that this was a child that died.
Audio courtesy WLTX. Authorities said Chow fired at people twice before he suspected of shoplifting and never faced charges. I'm Julie Walker.
About a quarter of Ukraine's bomb shelters have been inspected and were found either unavailable or unfit to protect civilians, according to officials on Saturday. According to the Ukrainian Interior Ministry, more than 4,800 shelters that inspected, 252 were locked and 893 more were, quote, unfit for use. The Ukrainian Interior Minister rang the alarm that civilian safety is compromised by unsuitable shelters during airstrikes in Ukraine. The results of the inspection were announced just days after three people, including a mother and her 9-year-old daughter, were killed while trying to enter a locked shelter in the early hours of Thursday. And the Kremlin has announced that journalists from unfriendly countries, that's a quote, will be banned from attending the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Marissa Melton, VOA News.